Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning, Dean. I can't believe last night on the news all the sad Swifties crying. I guess that's still going on today, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. I even got several nasty emails as if I have anything to do with it. But I guess people feel, you know, I can just pick up the phone and call Taylor and say, hey, Mrs. So-and-so needs some tickets here today. It was a disaster. This pre-sale of tickets on the Ticketmaster priority line, whatever they call it, where you're supposed to reserve a place, and then they tell you when to call in to order your tickets. The site crashed several times. There were technical glitches throughout the day that had people in line and then suddenly out of line. Overwhelming demand due to intermittent issues with the site is what Ticketmaster said was the official problem with that. And they're telling people to go through the pre-sale link that was sent to them via text instead of trying to go through the regular Ticketmaster outlet to buy tickets for any of that. The pre-sale for Capital One card members was supposed to happen yesterday. That's been moved to today. We'll see how that goes today. All for Taylor Swift, who's coming to Soldier Field June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. General ticket sales regular old ticket sales going to go on sale Friday morning at 10 o'clock for these three Soldier Field shows.
And some of those tickets, crazy, thousands and thousands of dollars, I guess, right?
I heard a price on some of the ticket resellers, are online. They got their tickets somehow, but really good seats, like, you know, right up front. $40,000.
You know, come on.
$40,000.
Investigate who buys one of those.
Yeah.
Grammy nominations have been announced. Anything surprise you?
No, not really. Beyonce was the big winner. She led the field with 9 nominations, including Record Album and Song of the Year. Kendrick Lamar came in second with 8 nominations, and then Adele after that with 7. Mary J. Blige and Harry Styles, 6 nominations apiece. The Grammy Awards are going to be presented on February the 5th. If you want to see the full list of all the nominations, I love spoken word. That's my personal favorite category.
William Shatner, one of your favorites?
William Shatner has always been one of my favorites. There's always a president who is nominated for an audio copy of his book. His book. I guess there haven't been any hers yet. That's posted on Grammy.com. We've got it posted as well, WGN Radio and TV.com.
Tell us about the new Princess Diaries.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. They have been talking about this for a very long time, and now it looks as though they have gotten Anne Hathaway and Julie Andrews to agree to be part of a third movie. Now that is in the work for Princess Diaries, it would be a continuation of the storyline that we already know. No word on when this could be coming out or when they're even going to start filming, but it definitely looks like it's in the works for Disney.
Talking entertainment news with Dean Richards, more troubles for Kevin Spacey, huh?
Yeah, they announced yesterday in the UK that he will be charged with 7 additional sexual offense cases. This on top of several that are already pending, still pending, for which he will go to trial. 5 more counts for when he was the artistic director of the Old Vic Theater. He has pleaded not guilty to all of these charges for which he is accused. And he's coming off of that trial in which he won the $40 million civil lawsuit in which actor Anthony Rapp accused him of molesting him when he was just a teenager. But the worst is not over, and it's actually gotten even worse a little bit now.
Mm-hmm. Sounds
for
like it.
Kevin Spacey.
I guess there's no surprise here. Saturday Night Live ratings were huge.
Yeah, everybody was looking forward to Dave Chappelle being on the show. I think mostly people were looking forward to him being on the show following the election. That's become like a little bit of a tradition. He was on shortly after the 2016 election, and then he was on right after the middays. And I guess people thought, you know, he mostly would be talking about that. Instead, he was mostly talking about Kanye West. But the show scored 4.8 million viewers, and that is a season high after a really lukewarm start for this latest season. Up until now, they've only been averaging in the, you know, like the high 3 millions of viewers. So they were about a million people higher than usual with Dave Chappelle hosting this past week.
And since there are not enough streaming shows to watch, Dean will have some more suggestions for us now.
Yes, several holiday offerings, as a matter of fact. First of all, we've got this Ryan Reynolds, Will Ferrell, and Octavia Spencer movie that I've been telling you about called Spirit. It's a musical adaptation of A Christmas Carol, kind of irreverent, kind of very, very PG-13 rated, and that hits Apple TV Plus tomorrow. Also starting tomorrow on HBO Max, it is the sequel to the holiday classic A Christmas Story, with Peter Billingsley as little Ralphie. Little Ralphie is now all grown up, and he returns back to his hometown and to the house in which he grew up, and you know, brings his family along to experience Christmas in this little hometown. Peter Billingsley is going to be a guest on my show this coming Sunday. He's had a big special advance screening at the Chicago Cultural Center last night to introduce the film. So that's available. And also, Tim Allen is back as Santa Claus. The Santa Clauses has Tim Allen looking for a successor as he contemplates retirement from the North Pole, and that is on Disney Plus right now. We've got Amy Adams in a follow-up to her movie Enchanted that is called Disenchanted, where she's living in the suburbs and struggling between real and fairy tale life. That sounds a little like the premise of Bewitched. That's on Disney Plus starting on Friday. Jason Momoa's got a brand new movie that is called Slumberland, in which he is sort of a genie-like guide for a young girl working through a world of dreams and possibilities. There is the Amazon Prime movie that's called People We Hate at the Wedding. I think anybody can relate to that. It's a dark comedy. Allison Janney stars in it, Ben Platt, Kristen Bell. So pretty solid cast with that one. And Sylvester Stallone, his first time on a TV series of his own, you know, his own TV series. It's called Tulsa King. He is a mobster, New York mobster, who they send off to Oklahoma to establish a new branch of the mob in Oklahoma. That one is running on Paramount Plus right now. On Netflix starting tomorrow, Christina Applegate and Linda Cardellini kick off their final season of their dark comedy called Dead to Me. If you're a fan of the British baking show, that returns for season 5 this week. And the Fraggles are getting into the holiday spirit. Fraggle Rock, Back to the Rock, A Night of the Lights, premieres on Apple TV Plus on Friday.
And on WGN TV in about an hour, Dean will be frying a whole turkey.
Yes, I'm going to be air frying a turkey. I've done the deep frying outside, which is frankly a big old mess. I know people who do it love it, and it's nice and crispy and all that. I just think it's such a mess, and you have to get you know, so much oil. It's with technology, with air frying now, it's just so much easier. So I found the biggest air fryer that I could find, and believe me, there are bigger ones than the one that I found. But I found an air fryer that will accommodate a 12-pound turkey, and it cooks in about an hour. You know, you talk about Thanksgiving dinner, and you've got a million things going on in the kitchen. Just put this turkey in the air fryer and forget it. Well, that could happen too.
Is there a chance that it could burst into flames on TV?
There is. You know, that's what most people tell me about my cooking segment. They enjoy the recipes, but really they enjoy the possibility that I could really harm myself in any given week. So, yeah, sure, of course, you know, with an air fryer, anything could happen. But it's a whole bird. I have a 12-pound bird this morning. And you season it up, you put it in the air fryer, and forget about it. And then you can work on, you know, other things for your Thanksgiving, and to freeze up, you know, a lot of space in your oven. So that's coming up at 9:30 this morning on television. And I'll be carving the bird, too, so there's a chance I could cut myself also.
I'll stop off if you have any leftovers on my way home. I'd like some breakfast.
Make you a sandwich.
Thank you, Dean.